So there's a magician, a couple of magician we're going to focus on in Mitzvah Hashem. Since a lot of the discussion in Parshas Devarim surrounds the concept, the notion of Moshe coming into Eretz Yisrael, so there are many Midrashim, very difficult Midrashim, which deal with this, Bepimius. And one of them is very interesting. The Midrash says that when Moshe tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've only begun to see, you're just beginning to show me your greatness. So the Medrash says, he's really bothered by the word es. Es avdecha. Who is Moshe coming to include in es avdecha? So the Medrash says it's coming to include Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Medrash tells him. So perhaps there's another medrash which is going to help us out. Another puzzling medrash. Shlach no biyatishlach. The Moshe Rabbeinu is by the Sneh. And he tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't send me, send somebody else. So who was he referring to? So according to one medrash, he was referring to Rabbi Akiva. Don't send me, send Rabbi Akiva. And perhaps these two midrashim are interconnected. On Klal Yisrael, we spoke about in the Seidus of the Baal Shem Tov Shiurim that Be'emes, the Talmud Chacham, has it good. But the Gemara Ksuvos asks, what's going to be the takana for the Hamayinam?
Right.
So the Gemara says, I have an Eitzah. Uvoy Sidbak. The Gemara says, is it possible to be Dovak B'Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem is an Eish Leicha, he's a consuming fire. The Gemara says, Hadbik B'Talmidei Chachamim B'Talmideihem, attach yourself to Talmid Chachamim, and then that's an Eitzah for the Hamayin Am. And one of the questions we were dealing with was, how does this answer the question? The pasuk says, "Uvoy sidbak uladav kavoy," to attach yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then, the shaila is raised: "I Hashem is an all-consuming fire. So attach yourself to Talmid Chacham." It's just to attach yourself to Hashem. So we didn't answer the question if you attach yourself to the Talmid Chacham. So Elamai, the pshat is that a Talmid Chacham isn't bothered by this kasha. The question which the Gemara raises, I Hashem has an Eish Leichla, Talmud Chacham has an Eitzah for that. In which case, what happens is that the Talmud Chacham has a way of attaching himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Hamayin Am will have a way of attaching themselves to the Talmud Chacham. And so, since A equals B and B equals C, so A equals C, so that even the Hamayin Am has a Dvekas with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what Dvekas means. Dvekas means that you become so connected with something that you become one with that thing. So Talmud Chacham has an Eitzah to be Dovek to Hashem, and the Hamayin Am will have a Dvekas with the Talmud Chacham, so then now, through the Talmud Chacham, the Amoratzim have a Dvekas with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through him. Now it would seem that in Pnimius there's two ways how this happens. How do we define a Talmud Chacham? We spent time in the Shurim explaining that the way that a Talmud Chacham is defined in Pnimius is different than the way it's defined in Chitzonius. Alpi Niglas HaTaira, the definition of a Talmud Chacham is going to be different than how we would define Talmud Chacham Alpi Pnimius HaTaira. In Niglas HaTaira, a Talmud Chacham is Kepashtas, like it would be expected. But a Talmud Chacham is defined by somebody who knows a lot of Taira. But not that he knows a lot of Taira. That since a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Malbish himself in the Taira, that when Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael and he said, Anei Hashem Elokecha, which is how Hashem opened up by giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he introduced himself. And he said, I am Hashem Elokecha, and Hashem Yisrael, he buried himself in the Torah, as the Tzaddikim explained. So Talmud Chacham is somebody that through Limud HaTorah, he's able to attach himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's able to find Ribbono Shel Olam in Torah. Torah is a way for a person to connect to Hashem, and as the Baal Shem Tov and others learn, that Torah Lishma means Lashem Dvekas. That is a way to learn Torah, that the person is able to achieve Dvekas with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the Torah. like it says in Chazal, when I gave you the Torah, Hashem says, "Kishenasati lechem asat Torah, kiviyachon asati mi atzmi gamke." I gave myself to you when I gave myself, when I gave the Torah to you as well. That would be the pashtus in understanding of Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is somebody who achieves dveikus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through Torah. So hence, going back to that Gemara, the Gemara says, how is a person able to be dveik to Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Eitz is be dveik to the Talmud Chacham. So what's the solution for the Talmud Chacham? Teretz is, the Talmud Chacham has dveikus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham, that he became very great on the Limud Torah, but it doesn't mean that he's an academic, he's not a scholar. You wouldn't say about somebody who, that he understands Talmud Bavli, that he's a very great professor in Talmudic studies, that he's a Talmud Chacham. There's a lot of other things which come along with being a Talmud Chacham. There's many criteria the Gemara says about what it means to be a Talmud Chacham. Somebody who's able to find the Ribbono Shel Olam in Torah, and have a tzeiges with Hashem through Torah, that's a Talmud Chacham. And there's another level of a Talmud Chacham. And that is that a Talmud Chacham is not bothered by the kash of Eshleich Lehu, because it's possible that he has such a moon on the Ribbono Shel Olam that he knows that Hashem could be an Esh Eichla and also be not an Esh Eichla. Where do you find such an example of that? By the Sneh. It says that Hashem, Yisbarach, appeared to Moshe for the first time, and he came to Moshe and he said, Shalom Aleichem, Anechi Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And Moshe looked and he saw that there was a fire, but the fire wasn't burning. So Alamag, we see that if a person is bothered by the Kash Esh Eichla, then he has to find an Eitz to be Dovek to Talmud Chacham. How come an Eish Leichah is not a shter for the Talmud Chacham? There it is, because he knows that if Hashem wants, he can also be an Eish Eichah. And that was how Hashem introduced himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. But by Matan Torah, Hashem appeared in a Kivshan Eish, that was Taka an Eish Eichah. But by the Sneh, which is also by Har Sinai, by the way, you know, Sneh is from the word Sinai, that took place in Har Sinai. The first encounter with Moshe was an Eish Eichah. What we see here are the two ways that a Talmud Chacham is able to attach himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's the derech, the bechin of Nigla Satayr, which is by Har Sinai. But then again, Hashem gave the Nigla Satayr to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Hashem was taka an Eish Leichla. But it's okay to be an Eish Leichla, because if I'm giving you the Torah, you can be davik to me through Torah. But by the Sneh, before the Torah was given, there was no Matan Torah yet. So what was the Eitz that had Vegas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu before Torah? Torah says it was through the Emuna that Hashem could be also an Eish Leichla. And perhaps these two bechinas of Talmud Chacham, Api Nigla and Api Pnimius, correspond to Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Meiser HaTaira of what Chedek and Taira? The Niglas HaTaira. That's Matan Taira. That's the Sneh. That's Matan Taira. That's the Eish Eichel. That's the Kivshan Eish. So therefore, that's the Inyan of Moshe. That's Har Sinai. It's through Taira. That's the Dikas of a Talmud Chacham, Tokadosh Baruch Hu through Taira. That's the Dag of Moshe Rabbeinu. But by the Sneh, that wasn't the Dag of Moshe. That was the dog of Eliyahu HaNavi. Because Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's been chosen by Kodesh Baruch Hu to be the Meiser of the Pinimi Satayr throughout all coming generations. So as such, that's why Eliyahu HaNavi was Oy l'hashamayim v'be'ish sa'ara. He went up in an Eish, but he didn't die, because it wasn't an Eish Eichla, it was an Eish Eina Eichla, because that's the dog of Eliyahu HaNavi. It's an Eish Eina Eichla. And that would explain the Pshat and the Medrash. Shlach Nabi Atishlach. Targum Yonison learns, Shlach Nabi Atishlach, Moshe says, don't send me, send Pinchas Hu'elio. Because since the Dag of the Sneh, that Hashem is appearing to Moshe in an Eish Eina Eichla, Moshe says, that's not me, that's not my Chedek and Torah. My Chedek and Torah in Har Sinai is the Eish Eichla, that's the Kivshin Eish, that's the Matan Torah of the Nigla Satayah. So if you're appearing to me on Har Sinai in Eish Eina Eichla, so then you got the wrong man for the job. This is really a job for Eliyahu HaNavi, not for me. And of course, what Moshe Rabbeinu was implying is that he didn't just want that Yetzias Mitzrayim should be just a temporary gula. He wanted it to be the gula shleima, because Mashiach Madavi is going to come up to the Navi. He's the one who's been difficult. He's the shleima on the gula shleima.
But he knew all that when he was standing there by the Sneh?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot which was revealed to him then.
When he was standing there by, he saw the Sneh and everything was there.
That's why Vayasa Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't look at it because he saw that it wasn't his darga. It wasn't his dog. It was the dog of Eliyahu HaNavi. It wasn't his dog. We see that there's two Eitzes. There's the Eitz of Moshe, there's the Eitz of Eliyahu, which corresponds to these two Eitzes through Torah and through Emunah Rabbah. Al Kaponim, with that Hakdama. So the question is, what we've been dealing with, like we saw from the Gemara and Ksuvos, is that a Talmud Chacham has the real way, and then there has to be an Eitzah for the Hamayin Am, and the Eitzah for the Hamayin Am is through the Talmud Chacham. But the way this part of the equation, that the Ha'iman Am has an Eitzah through the Talmud Chacham, because the Talmud Chacham has the Degas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, still needs a Hezber. Because I understand that the Talmud Chacham can have Degas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Torah or through Amuna, because Hashem says, I'm in the Torah. You can have Amuna and then you can have Degas with me. But how does the Ha'iman Am have Degas with the Talmud Chacham that we could say that the Degas which works with the Talmud Chacham with the Kodesh Baruch Hu will also be equal to the Degas that the Ha'iman Am will have with the Talmud Chacham, that the equation will fit? So for that, you have to come out to the Drasha of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who darshens Esa Shem Elokecha Tira L'Rabos Talmid Chacham. That the Talmud Chacham that is able to be Nichlal with Kodesh Baruch Hu in such a way that when the Ha'iman Am has their bittul to the Talmud Chacham, it's Nichlal in the Dveikas which they have with Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's called Esa Shem Elokecha Tira. So really, between these two Drashas of Uladav Kabai, the dveikus with the Talmud Chacham has with Kodesh Baruch Hu, with Esher Shem Elokecha Tira, the Razim Chachamim, which allows the Ha'iman Am to have a dveikus with Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Talmud Chacham, these two ends really complete the circuit which allows the Ha'iman Am to be nichla with Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Talmud Chacham. And where do we see this actually come into play? By the Yom Suf. Because by the Yom Suf, when Bnei Yisrael came there, there was a very big kitrug against Bnei Yisrael. The Medrash says that the Yom Suf said, I'm not splitting. Halalu of the Avodah Vodazara, but halalu of the Avodah Zara. They're no better than the Mitzvim who are chasing after them. Why should I split for Klai Yisrael? They're no better than the Rishayim who they left the land of Mitzrayim. They're no better than them. So what was the Eitzah? We don't find anywhere that Hashem had an answer to that Kasha. Why should he have an answer to that Kasha?
This is the Yom Suf is telling.
Yeah, so I'm not splitting for you. I'm not splitting for Klai Yisrael because you have the Avodah Zara just like the Mitzvim are. But yet it's split. So what was the Takana? Okay, so that's definitely one mahalach. But the other mahalach is that it's split for Moshe. Because Moshe was not included in the Indian of halalo of the Avodah Zarah, halalo of the Avodah Zarah. He was much higher than that. Okay, so if it works for Moshe, how does it work for everybody else? Teretz is that we're going to implement Esa Shem Elokecha Tira L'Avos Amad Chachamim. But since they have a dveikus with Moshe, and Moshe has a dveikus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he's not a... Anybody who's an Ovid Avodah Zarah doesn't have a Degas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If there's any Mechatzitza, so you can't be Davik with the Kodesh Baruch Hu if you believe in Elohim Achirim. But since Moshe was not a Baal Avodah Zarah, he was Davik with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through and through. So Mamela, by their attachment to Moshe, they were able to attach them to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they too were higher than Halalah of the Avodah Zarah. Where do we see that in the Pesukim? Because it says, Vayaminu Bashem over Moshe Avda. It says, but before that, what does it say? Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem, Vayaminu Bashem over Moshe Avda. What's Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem? So Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem is just another way of saying Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. It doesn't say Vayiru Hashem. It says Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem. Es Hashem is L'Arvos HaMechamim. So who's the greatest Ham Chacham of all? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, I think Moshe Rabbeinu is Gematria Talmid HaChachamim. So if that's the case, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem over Moshe Avdo means that since Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem, and they dashed in the Hashem at the Yom Suf, Memegla Vayaminu Ba'Hashem over Moshe Avdo, they believed in Hashem because they believed in Moshe. It wasn't two different emunas. Otherwise, it would have said Vayaminu Bashem, Vayaminu B'Moshe. It's Pachad Machta. It says Vayaminu Bashem of B'Moshe Avda. The same word Vayamin is going on both. So Mamela is able to cross the Yom Suf. Hence, the pasuk says Oz Yashir Moshe Uvenei Yisrael. This is Oz Yashiru, and it splits Moshe and Bnei Yisrael. What's the pshat? Since Oz Yashir Moshe, since Moshe is saying B'Lashon Yachid, Mamela Bnei Yisrael is saying too. This really answers the question: how did everybody know the nusach what to sing? They all knew exactly what to say. Teretz says that Moshe knew exactly what to say. He knew what the Shira was. But because they weren't singing Shira on their own, they weren't singing, each person wasn't singing his own Shira, they were singing Moshe's Shira. And Dafka, because of Moshe, Mamela, Kvach says, all the believe along with Shira. They had a Hisiris to sing Shira because Moshe was singing Shira, but they were singing Moshe's song. They weren't singing a separate song. So whatever Moshe was singing, they sang too. Why? Because it was through Moshe that they had the Kriyas Yamsam. So what do we see from here? We see from here that there was a key to Moshe Rabbeinu's Havamina by the Sinai. And I saw this brought down also in the Sefer Makor Baruch and Parsha Shmais. He says that Shlach Nabi Atishlach, Moshe said, don't send me, send Rabbi Akiva. Going back to the Medrash we started with. So did Hashem listen to Moshe's request? Obviously not. Moshe took them out, not Rabbi Akiva. But Moshe's request actually did happen, because he wasn't just saying, send Rabbi Akiva. He was saying, send the Sharish Neshama Rabbi Akiva, send the Drash of Rabbi Akiva, because how am I going to take them out if you don't use Rabbi Akiva? Well, you just want me to leave Mitzrayim. What's going to be the Eitzef at the Hamayinam? For that, you need Rabbi Akiva. Oh, so that does come into play, because by the Yamsef, by Yuram Hashem, Yinusha Moshe Avda, there's Rabbi Akiva, which is the key of the Shlach Nabi Atir Shlach of Rabbi Akiva.
Why would we need Rabbi Akiva? What does he say? You say he needs.
Because you need Rabbi Akiva. That's Hashem Alokah Chaturah. So he darshan that pasuk. So you need that drasha to make sure that the Hamayin Am will come out through my Shulchan Aruch.
He wasn't even at the Chaturah. Wasn't Ginger.
Right, but each person has a chelik and tayr which is shaykh to them. So even before they come into the world, like for example, Chazal said that Yaakov Avinu, he said all the Tehillim in the house of Lavan. How do you see the whole Sefer Tehillim? David Melch wasn't alive. There it says that it belongs to David, but Yaakov said it. But it doesn't mean it belongs to Yaakov. He was just saying the Tehillim of David Melech because his neshama was around, and it belongs to him. That's his chelik and tayrus. It's to be Tehillim was also Sefer and Tanakh, right? It's Torah. So his chelik and tayrus was Tehillim. It's just that Yaakov tapped into it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was tapping into the Drash Rabbi Akiva. But it wasn't Rabbi Akiva alone. It was talking about Moshe Rabbeinu through the Drash Rabbi Akiva. So that helps us to hear. Samsov, Shlach L'Shach does occur. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu is at the doorstep of Eretz Yisrael. Wants to come in. Okay? Hashem closes the door. Moshe Rabbeinu is searching for a way to come into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu has an idea. What's that? In order to take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, I was able to what? Bring everybody out because of the drash of Hashem HaKachatira, Uladav Kabay, that since they were attached to me and I went out, they were also able to come out. So now, what do we have here? What's the scenario? B'nai Yisrael is allowed to come in. I'm not allowed to come in. But if there's a Dveikus worked for them to me, then Dveikus means also for me to them. So if they're coming in, Moshe says, I should be able to come in too. So that's going back to the Pshat and the Medrash we said before. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're only beginning to show me. So, Es Abdecha, the Medrash says, that's Rabbi Akiva. What's Moshe doing here with Es Rabbi Akiva? How does Es include Rabbi Akiva? But the Medrash is pointing fingers and saying, Es is Nichlal in Abdecha. Meaning, this word Es is referring to Rabbi Akiva, because he's the one who darshaned Es Hashem Alokah Chatira Avot Mincham. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Es Avdecha, Rabbi Akiva, in the same way I took them out of Mitzrayim, let them bring me in, because Es Hashem Alokah Chatira Avot, because the Dveikus works both ways. So let me come in, because Klal Yisrael is coming in. So that's the Pshat in the Medrash. And really, that's why these two Medrashim go hand in hand. But really, Hashem Yisrach doesn't accept that request. And he says to Moshe, nope, Rav Lach, he's going to take them in. What was the answer? There was two answers to this question implicit in the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is that worked when you took them out of Mitzrayim, because that was your Am. Moshe was the manhig for that door. But already the door of Moshe Rabbeinu was wiped out. They all died. They all perished in the Midbar. So Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, this Am who's still alive doesn't have a dvikas with you, because you're not the manik for this Am. This Am has a dvikas with Yeshua ben Nun, because that's his Am. These people are shaykh to his neshama and are shaykh to it. That's why Hashem says to Moshe, Savis Yeshua v'chaskiv v'msiu, ki hu yanchil es ha'om hazeh. This Am, ha'om hazeh, this is Yeshua's chelik, this is not your chelik. That's answer number one. But there's another answer. And I just want to go back, I had forgot something, just parenthetically. One of the ways that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he should use this drasha to come into Eretz Yisrael, just like they left Mitzrayim, because we find in the Shira, it says, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Am Zukanisa. And Chazal Darshan, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, is referring to Kriyas Yamsaf. Ad Yavar Am Zukanisa is referring to crossing the Yarden. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought that there was like a hekesh, that he thought that from the fact that we see Amzu, Amzu, it says, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, that the Amcha Hashem was able to leave Mitzrayim because of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's called Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, that your nation which you've acquired is a remez that Moshe should be able to come into Eretz Yisrael because Amzu Kanisa, because this is your nation which you've acquired, that they have a Shaykhs to you, you have a Shaykhs to them. Hashem said, no, Teretz number one, Yeshua is going to take them in because he's the manager of this door, not you. So you can't say that you're davik to them because they're davik to Yeshua, they're not davik to you. Answer number two that Hashem is telling Moshe is you're not done with your generation. Right now you can't bring your generation into Eretz Yisrael, but La'asa Lavo, you will bring them in. Chazal said the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu accepted to be buried in Chutz La'aretz was because La'asa Lavoi, he will bring his people into Eretz Yisrael just like he took them out of Mitzrayim. The Be'emes, they shouldn't be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. But because Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to be buried in Chutz La'aretz, to be with his people rather than to go in on his own, that's why eventually they will also come into Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Hashem says to Moshe. Rav Lach means that you have what yet to do with these people. Therefore, I'll tell you, Sitabrela with Lavarez, don't say anything more. Something very great lies ahead for you if you allow yourself to be buried in Chutz La'aretz with your people.
But those people aren't going to be buried in Chutz La'aretz. They were going in.
No. The ones who are dead, when in the ground. Moshe's Am, Moshe's Dor, that they all perish in the 40 years in the Midbar.
Oh, they're gone already.
Yeah, Hashem is saying to Moshe, right now you're not going to bring them in. But eventually you will bring them in. But you have to be buried with them, because when you come in, you're going to bring them into. And this is Pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, Rabbi Kiva is the one who darshens and says that the Dor HaMidbar, Ein lehem chelek le'olam haba. They have no chelek in olam haba. Because it says, Asher nishbati be'api im yavoyin o menuchasi. They're not going to come to menuchasi, which is called olam haba. That's Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Kiva, Shavki Rabbi Kiva l'chasidusai, Rabbi Kiva, you're always the great defender of Klai Yisrael, you're always being malam mitzchus. Here you left your chasidus, and you argue with Rabbi Lezer, who says that they're going to have a chilek in Eretz Yisrael, and a chilek in olam haba, they're going to come. You just completely disregard it? So the pshat is no. Rabbi Kiva wasn't Shavki the chasidusai. What Rabbi Kiva was saying was that the Dor HaMidbar on their own, ain't lehem chilek l'olam haba. And if they have no chilek in Eretz Yisrael, because Kol Yisrael chilek l'olam haba, Shneimar. But Eretz Yisrael and olam haba, they go hand in hand. It's the same thing. Even the pasuk in Mivoyin Amenuchasi is referring to Eretz Yisrael. It's not referring to olam haba. So Rabbi Kiva bringing Uriah that they're not going to come into olam haba in Mivoyin Amenuchasi. They're not coming into Eretz Yisrael. Shavki Rabbi Kiva l'chasidus, they leave his chasidus. Teretz is no. Rabbi Kiva was just saying that on their own they can't come into Eretz Yisrael. So how are they going to come into Eretz Yisrael? Because of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in the same way Moshe Rabbeinu, in his chus, took them out of Mitzrayim and brought them into the Midbar, through his efforts, he's going to bring them also into Eretz Yisrael to him too. But who's the Baal Memra to Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Kiva is allowed to say, on their own, they're not going to come in. But that's not called Shavke L'chasidus, eh? Because Rabbi Kiva is the one who also dies, and it's a tira, which is how Moshe brought them in the first time, that's how he's going to bring them in the second time. And that's really what Hashem is saying to Moshe. Two answers. Rav Loch, and Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to stand here, stand up, and look into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ata hachilaisa, you only just begun to show me. So Hashem says, you're right, I'm going to make right now an Ata hachilaisa. The fact that you're looking into Eretz Yisrael is going to be a haschala and a simin in the first Roshim, that just like you're seeing now, that's the beginning of your entrance into Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, even though you're going to die in Chutz La'aretz, the haschala is now. The haschala is now. And you're going to go in, and because you're going to go in, you're going to bring them all in. And it goes very nice, because Moshe Rabbeinu says, we find in Chazal, he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I should be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, because Kol HaMaschal B'Mitzvah Omer L'Gemar, I started it, I should be able to complete it. But the MS is, there's two separate things. There's a Parsha Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the Haitzesi, and there's the Heveisi, which is going into Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem wanted to show Moshe, you're right, I'm going to answer your request of Kol HaMaschal Omer L'Gemar. I'm going to make you a Maschal right now. Be maschal by looking into Eretz Yisrael, it's like you're coming in. And since you are maschal to look in, you're going to eventually come in. But wait for your door, because you're going to bring your door in just like you took them out. So these are the two answers to Moshe being in this channel. You see that the importance of Rabbi Kiva in this whole process, that Ezra HaMelech HaRativ HaBitzchacham, it wasn't just that Adin and covet of a Talmud Chacham. It's an Eitz which we find by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and also by coming into Eretz Yisrael, that through Rabbi Kiva, which is why he's so important throughout all the Darius, Chazal said that he was able to be massive, even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to be massive. But there's one drasha, which is Rabbi Kiva, which is like the hallmark of Rabbi Kiva, and that's Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Asim Echachamim.
Es Hashem Elokecha.
Tira L'Rabo Asim Echachamim. And therefore in Parshas Ekev, we find a remez of Rabbi Kiva. Because it's V'haya Ekev Tishmon Es Hashem Elokecha, Es Hashem. No, V'haya Ekev Tishmon Es Kol HaDvarim Ha'ilam. So this is the parsha where we find the drasha of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And by the way, in that pasuk it says Va'oisei Savaydu Uladav Kabay. That you see that Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is what's necessary for Uladav Kabay to take place, like we spoke about before. It's like a hemshech all in one pasuk. But in this parsha where this drasha takes place, we find a remnant of Bikiva in the beginning of the parsha. Because Gemara says Shimon Hemsuni darshened all the Essen in Tyra until he came to Esr Melech HaTira, didn't know what to make of it, so he was Pirish. And he said, Kishem Shiki Bat Yitzchah Ladrisha, Kachi Bat Yitzchah Lepisha. And so Rabbi Kiva came along and he darshaned it, Esr Melech HaTira, to include Tamei Chachamim. So you see, from the beginning of the parashah, V'haya Ekev Tishma Un Es. Ekev is a remembrance to Rabbi Akiva. Tishma'un is a remembrance to Shimon. V'haya is the letters Havaya. It says V'haya Ekev Tishma'un S. So S, the last word S, and the first word V'haya
is a circle.
Makes S Havaya. So S Havaya Ekev Tishma'un right there is a remembrance to Rabbi Akiva and Shimon Hamsuni, as if to say that this whole parsha is about. And Moshe Rabbeinu is pleading to come into Eretz Yisrael. That's what the whole sugi is about. But here you find a remnant to them because this drasha is so important. And not just Moshe's coming in and Klal Yisrael's coming in, but for the whole eitz of everybody who is not on the level of the Talmud Chacham to have that dvekas mamash with Kutcher Bichur, we're going to need this drasha for all of us to have that chelik in Eretz Yisrael.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach, thank you.